Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Miami Heat play-by-play announcer Eric Reed joins us here. Eric, good morning. How are you, buddy?
You guys run right on time, don't you?
We don't mess around, man.
Well,
you know, now that we got a new boss, our format, we tightened it up, man. We don't mess around. We're out to kiss a little ass with the boss, man. And nobody does it like we do it here. Hey, Eric.
Yo, come on, man. Quit beating around the bush.
Hey, Eric. What happened to us, man? We used to hang out. I think we were between marriages. We were playing tennis. We were playing 3-on-3 basketball. Then you moved to Boca. I never see you. You got happily married with children. My God, man, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Joe. Listen, you're still close to my heart and my once previously uninjured shoulder.
Yeah, right. I did take you down. We were both very competitive going for that basketball on the side. The only problem was we played at one of these places. It was one of those benches that didn't move.
Ooh.
So when Eric went down.
Eric went flying in. You pushed him into it?
We hadn't played, what, Eric, 5 minutes in that game? It literally just started.
Wow.
Loose ball. You know, we were both going hard. Little UD in there going hard for the ball out of bounds. And next thing
you know,
who took you to hospital?
At that moment that it was better to lose to you in tennis than basketball.
Yeah.
God.
Tennis, at least you get beat.
You ruined Eric Reed? How come I didn't know this story?
I got another Eric Reed story. Then we got to get into all this basketball. We're getting ready to play tennis one day. We used to play tennis all the time. And he goes to open a can of tennis balls, slices his finger.
No way, dude.
You're kidding, right? He goes, look, he had to go get stitches.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't take him to hospital either time. I said, dude, you're going on your own, man. And
you didn't take him to the hospital?
He literally had to leave. He cut his finger open a can of balls. So Eric and I, the sports stuff is not always been real friendly.
You guys definitely have a past, huh?
I think Ira took him. Did Ask Me Ira take you to the hospital?
He took me in. I think he came and visited me. And
yeah, right. he played for like.
Scoop.
He
yeah.
played
I went home and sewed that up myself.
Holy moly.
All right, so now you know the story of Eric.
That's amazing.
Very
I can't believe you ruined Eric and you ripped his shoulder apart.
You couldn't have said I ran hard baseline to baseline, Joe.
Yeah, God.
That would have been true too, no?
I don't know.
Running around that non-back.
What happens? Listen, man, this is what happens when I haven't seen you for a while. I had to bring up all the old stuff. Let's jump into it. 26 games left in Philly Thursday, 26 and 30. What do you expect here, Eric? They actually played pretty well here on that West Coast, even though not enough wins to show for it, but I thought it was some of the best basketball they played.
Yeah, you're right. It was a 2-3 trip that started and ended well. The 10-point win at Portland and then the 11-point win at Dallas to finish up. But in between, there was that frustrating 6-point loss to Sacramento where you're up 11 with 6.5 minutes left. And then one of their best performances of the year was a 2-point loss at Golden State when you were up 3 after making 2 of the best defensive plays we've seen all year, a steal by Wade on a double and then a steal by Richardson and a slam. You go up 3 late in the game and lose by 2. But it was good to see on the third game in 4 nights at the end of a long trip right before the All-Star break for the Heat to play the way they did. So, Joe, what I'm expecting is the best part of the season in these last 26 games. Think about it. The 3 teams you're chasing for a playoff spot, Detroit, Charlotte, and Brooklyn, you got 2 games left with each of those teams. You also have 2 games left with Philadelphia, Toronto, Boston, and Milwaukee. Mm. And I'm leaving out some of the very challenging schedule ahead. So if you're going to make the playoffs, you're going to put together, A, your best stretch of basketball of the season, and I think right after that, B, would be you're going to have to start winning games at home. After the Philly game on Thursday, Joe, 10 of the next 12 are at home. Now, even though the season's going to close, you know, heavily on the road, I think the table's going to be set in that group of 10 out of 12 at home after the Philadelphia game. You know, to make it into the playoffs, you got to have a winning record at home. And to have a winning record at home, the Heat's going to have to do well in this next stretch coming up at home.
Eric, is it amazing to you? I mean, you've seen Dwayne Wade play since he got drafted, that there are certain nights or a lot of nights when the Heat are playing where Dwayne Wade, whether he plays a little bit of time or plays extended minutes, is the best player on the court for the Miami Heat.
Well, probably to the Heat's liking or maybe not liking, you know, all too often he's been the best player on the court. He's, to me, he's still the best playmaker, you know, with the franchise, and he has his moments. I think for a final season, a 16th year in the league, he's playing at a really high level. He's playing with a great joy and appreciation of the game, and I think a great respect and appreciation for the organization he's playing for and for the players that he's playing with. You know, I've said this a lot, Joe and Zach, that, you know, as a franchise and as a fan base, we've been through a lot in 31 years. Think about the journey from expansion team to a three-time championship team. But we've never experienced anything like the best player to ever wear your uniform, going through a final season, the trade back from Cleveland, you know, about a year ago this time. It was really a godsend for both the player and I think for the organization to close in this kind of perfect unison. Of all the things he said over All-Star Weekend, my favorite thing that I heard come out of Dwayne's mouth was talking about in the great interview that Kevin Garnett did with him. And I'll tell you what, I watched the full hour version last night. I hope a lot of your listeners saw that. Dwayne was so honest, and I thought Garnett did a great job in the interview. But Garnett asked him about what would be the perfect ending. And Dwayne said, this already has been the perfect ending, just to finish up in a Miami Heat uniform. Now, for me, the perfect ending, the All-Star game was better than I even anticipated it was as a final showcase for him and Dirk Nowitzki. And that last Dallas game was also terrific in that light. But just the fact that he's back. But for me, listen, I want him. I want the last stage that we all see Dwayne Wade on is the NBA playoff stage. And if they're there, he's going to have done a large part about getting them there.
Yeah, boy, I'm with you. The whole farewell tour, including the All-Star game, you know, we kind of take it for granted. He was gone a little bit. You know, we've kind of slowed down here a little bit. And then you see the respect for his career that he gets around the NBA. And it's just a little wake-up call back home going, wow, that's a pretty amazing, all of them, and the way he's been treated in every arena he's gone to.
Yeah, Joe, it's been really, really special. And I don't know if it's a wake-up call. I don't think people underappreciated or took for granted the body of work that he has put in place here. But it's certainly reassuring to everybody down here that's witnessed every bounce and basket of it. I think it's terrific because you're seeing it in every outpost in all other 29 NBA cities. And even when you go out to Portland, the Dwayne Wade jerseys were phenomenal. But I think of all the scenes, the Dallas scene was the most poignant because if there's one place that still has a bad taste for D. Wade, and it's out of that bitter, sore loser syndrome, even though they should be over it by now, maybe you never get over losing in the finals, they still have a hard time swallowing that 06 finals when Wade had one of the great championship series in NBA history. So they're the one team that didn't play a video tribute to him, but it didn't matter because you didn't need a video that night. You had him and Dirk. You
right.
had two franchises whose histories are now intertwined by championships and by two finals meetings. So each team won one. We got them on their home court in 06. They got us on our home court in 2011.
Right.
Wade was MVP in 06. Dirk MVP in 2011. No video could supersede any of that. So it was a special moment to see them both on the court together and to see them trade jerseys of all his post-game jersey trades. I thought that was the most meaningful, to see him and Dirk, and then to have that followed up with Adam Silver's terrific move of putting them both in the All-Star game.
Good move.
It added a lot of class to what was a fun All-Star outing to watch.
God, commissioner that gets it.
No, he hit it right on the head. You got to have those two guys at least there for the weekend, but in the game was even better. I thought it was amazing, and a bit a little bittersweet, too, as a Heat fan, seeing the lob from LeBron and the lob back to LeBron in the All-Star game, thinking of all those great times, those 4 years where we were the mecca of sports down here in Miami for a good 48-month span.
You know what, Zach? It's funny. You know, you saw so much about Dwayne and LeBron come out, you know, up in Charlotte over the All-Star weekend. Another interview, I retweeted it because I thought it was unique. We haven't heard much of this. And I think we're going to hear a lot more about it in the future when careers are done. But LeBron James has a lot of, I think he has a treasure chest of untold stories over his 4 years with Miami. It was an abrupt finish. You know, how many players exit well? Like, if that's your critique of a guy, he doesn't leave well. Man, but when he's there, it's phenomenal. But I heard him with Dwayne in a clip where they talked about that first championship. And what it unearthed to me was LeBron does have some great memories from his championship time in Miami. I know at some point he'll feel more comfortable and more at ease telling those stories. And it was cool to hear him tell one from that first championship in 2012. So I think there's a lot more of that to come, but it was cool to get a sort of a sneak preview of LeBron James's memories of winning championships in a Heat uniform.
Eric, I want to ask you, Justice Winslow's improvement, I think we've all noticed, and we worked really hard on his game. He's still a young guy. What happens now when Goran comes back to be the point guard? How are they going to divide that up, and can they play them both together to start games? How do you think it plays out?
How did I know that was going to be on your list of questions, Joe?
Well, I was going to do it up to, I wanted, because I haven't talked to you for so long. I mean, I wanted to get it in late. You know.
I like it. You warm me up. I'm ready. Listen, this is for Coach Spoelstra to figure out, but it's not going to be a sharp turn, you know, in this regard. Look, we don't know at what point Goran is going to come back. I think we all feel pretty comfortable knowing it's going to happen sometime soon after the All-Star break, which is now. I don't think, this is my guess, I don't think his first game he's going to be back in the starting lineup. He's been out 2 months. It takes you a little while to get back, you know, at game time speed. So I think we'll see a gradual shift. And how Spo sorts it out, I don't know. I think that remains to be seen. But I think the silver lining of losing your All-Star point guard for 2 months was sort of this glimpse perhaps into the future at Justice Winslow at a position that I don't think many people, you know, a lot of people mentioned point forward. Nobody was thinking about Justice Winslow, I don't believe, from the outside as a full-time starting point guard until by necessity it happened. And for me, I've been totally intrigued by it over these last 2 months. In my view of Justice over the last 4 years, it's the best I've seen him play. I think it's his best position. It's the first time I can ever remember the Heat having a physical advantage at point guard. You got an outside linebacker or a defensive end, Joe, playing point guard. And to me, him at his best is coming downhill at other teams' point guards and either getting all the way to the basket for a score or creating an opportunity for his teammate. Even while quarterbacking a team offensively, how many nights have you seen him guard the best perimeter player on the other team? He's playing well over 35 minutes a game as a starter. You know, it's been good. Whether it's good enough to be a frontline starting point guard, I think you need more time to evaluate that. But I think it's been an intriguing look into what may be a very bright future at point guard for Justice. And Spo will work it out, and so will the players. I think the agenda now is make the playoffs and do whatever you need to do to help make that happen.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. For a couple of years, we're looking for a position for, like, how is Justice jump shot going to get there? You know, we know he can play defense.
Well, he's worked hard on his
Who
game,
knew, man. Though, that the point guard inside of him would be the one to really get everything out of him. Eric, thanks for your time, as always. You got a game in Philly coming up and the second half of the season. See if the Heat can make a run and get into the playoffs. We appreciate your time, Eric, as always.
Thanks, hey, Eric.
My pleasure. And, Joe, I'm almost 100%, so I'm still plotting my comeback against you.
I just wouldn't go in the basketball.
He dumped me like a bad day. I never seen a guy move away and then dump me like a bad date.
Joe,
the way
you tore his shoulder playing pickup basketball.
I know, but we started playing tennis after that.
And then he ripped his hand open. Well, like, that's bad luck.
Can't open a can of tennis balls.
Listen, when the bright line goes from Boca to that favorite park of yours in Plantation, I'll be back in it, man.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks,
take care,
Eric.
Buddy.
It's Eric Reed, Miami Heat play-by-play announcer. I didn't know that story. Tore his shoulder and he ripped his hand open.
Went right to the emergency room.
Good Lord!
I mean, I destroyed it. He went my body on top. I'm going right into one of those benches that didn't move out in Weston.
God.
Then we started playing tennis and literally opened it. We were all warmed up, getting ready to go. Oh, I'm going to pop these new tennis balls. Pop. He goes, oh, shoot. Damn near cut his finger off. I guess we're not playing.
Yeah, that game was canceled, huh?
I didn't even walk into the car. I go, all right, dude, I'm just going to practice.
You are really
a lot of injuries in the rec sports with you.
Like, I know, right?
A lot of people have gone down on the tennis court.
We're lucky. Honestly, Eric's lucky because he had Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables. He was lucky. He had Dr. Selznick ready to go, called him right away.
Smart move.
Got, you know, Doc out of the dining room and got him ready to go. No question about
it. That's the plus when you hurt people, you're able to send them to a good place?
Yeah, that's it.
Send them
to
the best,
tell you about Doctor's Hospital.
Send them to the best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.